I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about where I am today. Because that's where my gratitude is, where I am today. My mother is my best friend in the whole world. My mother is 86 years old. And it doesn't matter what kind of a job I have and how much money I make, every time I go home, she puts a $50 bill in my hand so I can fill up my gas tank. The woman who never made over $150 a week. And every time that I get blessed with a promotion or a raise at work, she's the first person I call. And I'm at the point now in my career where I'm making very, very decent money. And she says, I'm so proud of you. And I think about it and I'm like, I'm making a half a day what she used to make in a week. And with all of that, she supported me and took care of me and loved me. She didn't tell me all the time, but I knew she loved me. That's something that I talk to her about all the time, too. I'm like, Mom, I know you love me, but I need you to tell me you love me. It's a big difference. And so sometimes when at the end of our conversations, I say, Mom, I love you. And she says, me too. And I say, uh-uh. She said, I love you. She understands that. You know, it's important to me. I need to hear that from her. You know, I need to hear that from her. She is the most important woman in my life. She is my mother, my father. She is my backbone. Sometimes I'm riding in my car and I'm thinking about the day that I lose her, and I lose it in the car driving. But I am so blessed that she got to see me clean. I am so very blessed that my mother has seen me walk this path of recovery. At the beginning, she didn't understand how I couldn't even have a beer with the family, or a glass of wine, or a Bacardi and Coke. She couldn't understand that. I said, Ma, because the minute I drink that shit, I'm going to be out there looking for some crack. The minute that I finish that drink, I am done. I'm gone. Remember how I used to get up in the middle of the night and tell you that I was hungry and I was going to go get a slice of pizza and I wouldn't come back till 6 days later? That's the way I roll. This program of Narcotics Anonymous, has helped me make decisions that I couldn't make on my own. And when I say the program, I mean the people in it. Because I truly believe that the message of recovery is carried by y'all. The program is the program, but the program is the people in it. You know, sometimes I have to use the people in it as my higher power, though I do have a higher power that I call God. But you know, the conscience of the group sometimes gets me through. You know, I went through a divorce last year. I was in a marriage for 13 years, and I was with this man for 15 years. Most of my recovery. And I had to make a decision to sever my ties to this man because he continued to use. I had never put as much love and effort into anything. Even through the using and the emotional stress that I was in. I wasn't giving up because I had made a vow. For the first time in my life, I had not cheated on someone. You know, I was trying to be a faithful and good wife, trying to grow, trying to go in a direction where we can get, you know, more out of life. You know, where we started in an apartment and bought a little townhouse and sold that and then bought a single family home. And I just, you know, sky's the limit. We can do this, baby. We can do this together. You and me. This is about you and me. But, you know, addiction is much stronger than love sometimes. Much stronger. You know, it overtakes. And I know because I've been there. Because it didn't matter how much love my mother had for me. And it didn't matter how many times I saw her walking around the projects in New York City looking for me. Even if I saw her from far away and my heart was saying, Mom, I'm here. Mama, I'm here. That didn't matter. So I had to make a decision. But it took years for me to make that decision. And when I finally made it, and I told him that I was going to leave this marriage because I needed to sever the ties. Of course, you know, the high school boy came out. The one that his girlfriend was breaking up with him. And he didn't know what to do because, you know, that's how, you know, men turn to boys. Guys, please don't take this the wrong way. Because I respect men for all, you know, for all you stand for. But let me tell you something at times. And so he did everything in his power to make the last few weeks that I was with him miserable. Because hurt people. And that was the defining moment for me. That was the defining moment. I heard that in a meeting. And, you know, I see it on signs everywhere. Hurt people. And I continuously saw this. And I continuously heard this. And then finally I realized it. He's hurting. And he's going to continue to hurt me as long as he's hurting. And he's never going to get right if I continue to be the cushion. If I continue to absorb his pain, he's not going to get right. He's never going to be right. So one day in July of 2009, I got up as if I was going to work. I worked out in the morning like I always do. He left to go to work. He left at 7. At 8, the movers were there. I was gone by noon. 3:30, when he walked in the door, he didn't know what had hit him. But it was what I needed to do for me. And in hopes that maybe it would do something for him. Because that's where I had to step aside and not be selfish. You know, sometimes I know I want to hold on to things just because. Just because I want to hold on to them. Whether it's good for me or not. Whether my closet is overflowing with shoes, I still want another 25 pair. I have 150 pair of shoes, but I need another 25 more. I got 2 feet. That's all I got. Can only wear one pair at a time. I wouldn't have been able to make that move had it not been for you people. And that's where my gratitude speaks. Because I am so grateful that I have people in my life that keep telling me, you're going to be okay. You just got to be, you got to have faith and you got to move on. So I've been out of the relationship now since July of 2009, physically, because the relationship was over years before that. And I officially divorced last year. I paid for it myself. We've had conversations afterwards, and I've tried being this man's friend. You know, stuff starts popping up that pisses me off all over again. And I have to remove myself from the situation. Stupid little stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I have to remove myself from the situation because I refuse to continue to be angry and have, you know, this loathing in my heart. I'm not going to do that anymore. So I'm grateful. And I couldn't have done it without the people in these rooms. The support that I get, you know, from my home group members, the support that I get from my sponsor, my sister sponsees. You know, we meet once a month. My sponsor, my sister sponsees, we meet once a month. And I've actually missed the last 2 months because of trips to New York, but it's kind of like a recharge for me. It's like I plug myself in, I get recharged, and I'm good, you know. I get around these women that have some time and they have some, you know, positive things going on in their life, and I hope that I give off the same energy that they give me, you know. I could stand in front of y'all all day long and talk to you about all kinds of stuff, but, you know, reality is that I am blessed, so blessed. I am so grateful that the God of my understanding pulled me out of the depths and gave me this opportunity. And God willing, I make it to next Saturday, I'll have 18 years. And I'm celebrating on Sunday at my home group, the Five and Dime in Reston, Virginia, 9:45. It's a small, comfortable group in a little town called Reston, Virginia, in the burbs. Every time my sponsor family comes out there, they're like, you live so far away. You live in the end of the earth. It's only resting. You know? I find D.C. quite far away myself. Yeah, 18 years. It's amazing to me that I can't believe it. I'm in awe of this program. I am in awe of this program. The power of attraction got me from the minute I walked in. I was attracted to it, just like I was that other lifestyle. I remember the first meeting I walked into, straight out of jail, because I had been to meetings in jail. But the first meeting out of jail, somebody was celebrating. There was a woman, a beautiful African-American woman, celebrating 5 years recovery. I'll never forget that meeting. She was standing up there. She had just gotten her medallion. And she was talking to everybody about her story. And all I kept saying to myself was, I want to be her. I want to be there one day. I want to be her. Power of attraction. So I thank NA because of the principles, because of the steps, because of the traditions. You know, I'm able to stay here every day, apply them to my life as much as I can, be as honest as I possibly can be, you know, and walk this path. And continue to help a newcomer. In closing, I want to say to the newcomer, there is one in this room. All you got to do is stay around for a while. Give this fellowship an opportunity to work in your life. But you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. If you just show up and don't say nothing and keep it all in, you're going to go home with the same stuff you came in with. Same resentments, same anger, same everything. But if you open your heart, you open your mouth, you talk about what's going on, but you listen to the sponsor, things start happening in your life. So I want to thank you all for being here for me. I want to thank NA for being here for me. Thanks for letting me share.